This is KUT. The city of Austin recently offered people free soil testing to see what contaminants and nutrients exist in their yards. While they were eager to find participants, as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, the response was not what they expected.
All right, I'm here in my backyard. It's raining, it's gray, it's cold. I'm surrounded by soil. But what's in it? I'm gonna find out.
First step, get all the tools you need. I made a quick stop in the house.
Okay, we're in the kitchen. We're getting together our equipment for soil testing.
There was a spoon, a flat bottom pan for mixing, two Ziploc bags for the samples.
A little more complicated than we thought it would be. Oh no.
Pro tip, stay quiet if you have a 9-month-old.
I'm waking the baby up.
Back outside.
I gotta run into the garage and get a trowel or something.
It also helps to have an assistant.
So what do I do now?
Go to your garden area and sample the soil in 5 to 10 different spots around your garden beds.
Our photographer, Ilana Panich-Linsman, helped with instructions.
Caught my pant leg in that.
Mix the soil, bag it, and take it to an expert. This day, the city of Austin was offering free testing aimed at home gardeners. So I met with Christine Whitney. She's the Brownfields coordinator for the city.
So when people are changing the use of a property, basically what I do is do assessments to ensure that the intended future use, it's safe.
And so it crossed my mind, wow, what if I bring my soil in and they realize I live on like a Superfund site? Am I going to have to move?
That's not an encouraging response.
Of course, you have to ask the hard question.
And the answer? Well, yes.
Realistically, if the Environmental Protection Agency knew that there was something at a particular site, they would have to go out and do something.
But there aren't any designated Superfund sites in Austin.
We don't actually expect to find anything super bad. We just want to let people know, okay, your levels are such that you might want to think about adding mulch or doing a raised bed or doing something.
Gardening aside, if the land you live on is dangerously contaminated, you probably want to know, especially if you have a baby. A program like this in Philadelphia showed about a third of yards had lead at levels that made them unsafe for kids. Most of Whitney's work focuses on commercial properties.
If people are acquiring property, they need to think about doing an environmental assessment because it's really important. And once you buy it, you own the environmental liability on that property.
If a developer uses bank financing, a test is required. Not so if an investor or nonprofit is paying cash. The city of Austin itself does assessments when it's building new development, but has no policy for testing existing city properties. As for my soil,
wash that off.
It was outside along with other samples people had dropped off.
I am affixing an ID label onto each sample.
The city's Scott Johnson was prepping it for tests.
One of these will be going for pH, the other one will be going for heavy metals testing.
But that would take a little while. So I called Christine Whitney later on.
This is Christy.
Hi, it's Mose calling from KUT.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad, how you doing?
We're going to have a delay in getting your sample.
By the end of the weekend, so many people had dropped off samples that the city was overwhelmed. Austin has sent the soil to Texas A&M AgriLife Extension for help. Whitney did have some info on my soil. She found a little lead in there. Not too much, but she suggested gardening with a raised bed.
In any neighborhood where there are older homes that have been painted with lead-based paint, there is going to be some lead in the soil, but it's not of a level to be concerned.
She said, unlike in Philadelphia, none of the samples she saw had so much lead they could be dangerous for exposure to the skin. For full results, the city will have to wait on the lab at Texas A&M. That testing could take up to a month. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.